CrimeCanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. Former Canadian World Junior Hockey Team players stand trial for 2018 sexual assault charges in London, Ontario. Table of Contents, Junior Hockey Team, details of the allegations, proceedings and evidence, legal considerations, context and impact. Five former members of Canada's 2018 World Junior Hockey Team, Carter Hart, Michael McLeod, Alex Fermenton, Dylan Dube, and Callan Foote, are currently on trial in London, Ontario, accused of sexual assault related to an alleged incident at the Delta Armouries Hotel in June 2018. All defendants have pleaded not guilty, with McLeod additionally charged as a party to the offence. The trial, which began in April 2025, centers on allegations that the complainant, a 20-year-old woman at the time, was intoxicated and felt pressured to participate in sexual acts following an initial consensual encounter. The proceedings involve testimony from the complainant, former teammates, and examination of evidence such as group chats and videos, as the court assesses issues of consent and intoxication under the oversight of Superior Court Justice Maria Caraccia. The trial of the five former Canadian World Junior Hockey players has attracted significant attention due to the high-profile nature of the defendants and the sensitivity of the charges. The accused, Carter Hart, Michael McLeod, Alex Fermenton, Dylan Dube, and Callan Foote, are collectively contesting allegations stemming from an incident that allegedly took place at the Delta Armouries Hotel in London, Ontario, in June 2018. The complainant, a woman aged 20 at the time, alleges that while she initially engaged in consensual sexual activity, the situation escalated into non-consensual acts after she became intoxicated and felt coerced. Junior Hockey Team. Details of the allegations. According to the prosecution, the complainant was heavily intoxicated during the events, which impaired her ability to give informed consent. The charges include claims that the defendants took advantage of her condition to engage in sexual acts without her clear and willing participation. Michael McLeod faces an additional charge as a party to the offense, indicating his alleged involvement in facilitating or encouraging the actions of others. Proceedings and evidence. The trial has involved extensive testimony from the complainant, whose account forms the core of the prosecution's case. Several former teammates of the accused have also been called to testify, providing insights into the dynamics within the team and the events surrounding the night in question. The court is reviewing a substantial amount of evidence, including group chat messages and video footage, which are critical in establishing timelines, interactions, and possible consent. Legal considerations. Under the jurisdiction of Superior Court Justice Maria Caraccia, the court must carefully evaluate issues related to consent and the impact of intoxication on the complainant's capacity to consent. Canadian law stipulates that consent must be given freely and voluntarily, and any sexual activity occurring when a person is incapacitated by alcohol may be adjudged as non-consensual. The defense maintains that all interactions were consensual and denies any wrongdoing. This case highlights ongoing discussions in Canadian society regarding sexual assault, consent, and the responsibilities of individuals, particularly in situations involving alcohol. The involvement of prominent athletes has amplified the public and media interest, emphasizing the need for a fair and thorough judicial process. The trial proceedings are expected to continue for several weeks, with the court remaining focused on an evidence-based determination of the facts. As the trial of the five former Canadian World Junior Hockey players continues, the court remains focused on carefully evaluating all evidence and testimonies to reach a fair and just verdict. The case underscores critical issues surrounding consent and intoxication under Canadian law, while drawing significant public attention due to the high-profile nature of the defendants. Regardless of the outcome, the proceedings contribute to broader conversations about sexual assault and accountability within society. Updates will follow as the trial progresses and additional information becomes available.